You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 1st, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why the Roger Fortson manslaughter trial keeps facing delays. The tragic loss of senior airman Roger Fortson sent shockwaves through the nation in May 2024. The young black serviceman was shot and killed inside his own home by an Okaloosa County Sheriff's deputy. Over 2 years later, his family still waits for a resolution. The criminal prosecution of former deputy Eddie Duran faces multiple administrative roadblocks. These disruptions have drawn sharp criticism from the family and their attorney, Ben Crump. To understand this struggle, one must examine the legal and systemic obstacles in play. Many observers view these delays as part of a historical pattern. The road to accountability for law enforcement remains long and difficult. The ongoing trial of Eddie Duran illustrates the slow nature of justice. On the afternoon of May 3, 2024, Roger Fortson was alone in his apartment. He was playing video games and speaking with his girlfriend on a FaceTime call. Meanwhile, Deputy Eddie Duran responded to a domestic disturbance call at the complex. A leasing office employee directed Duran to Fortson's door. However, that employee admitted her information was secondhand and highly uncertain. Duran knocked aggressively on the door of Unit 1401 without announcing his identity. He then stepped aside, hiding himself from the peephole. Hearing the loud knocks and seeing no one through the peephole, Fortson retrieved his legally owned firearm. He held the gun down by his side, pointing it safely at the floor. When Fortson opened the door, Duran fired 6 shots into his chest within 2 seconds. Only after firing did the deputy shout for Fortson to drop the weapon. An internal investigation by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office concluded that the shooting was not objectively reasonable. The body cam footage confirmed that Fortson never raised his weapon or made any threats. Consequently, Sheriff Eric Aden terminated Duran on May 31, 2024. The state later filed charges, setting the stage for a major legal battle. In August 2024, authorities arrested Eddie Duran and charged him with manslaughter with a firearm. This charge is a first-degree felony in the state of Florida. If convicted, the former deputy faces up to 30 years in state prison. Proving manslaughter in Florida requires showing culpable negligence rather than pre-planned intent. This distinction is critical for prosecutors handling officer-involved shootings. Proving a premeditated murder charge against a responding officer is extremely difficult. Manslaughter allows the state to focus on the objective reasonableness of the deputy's actions. The prosecution must prove that Duran acted with a reckless disregard for human life. The defense maintains that Duran acted in self-defense when he saw the firearm. However, the state argues that Duran created the dangerous situation through his poor tactics. By hiding from the peephole and failing to identify himself, Duran escalated the encounter unnecessarily. The legal definition of culpable negligence fits this failure of basic police training. The path to the trial has been complicated by multiple judicial recusals. In early 2026, Judge Lacey Powell Clark stepped down from the bench. This marked the third time a judge recused themselves from this case. This sudden change forced the postponement of a critical February pre-trial hearing. Judicial recusal is a formal process where a judge voluntarily steps down from a proceeding. Under Florida rules, a judge must disqualify themselves if their impartiality might be questioned. Judges do not have to provide a detailed public explanation for their voluntary recusal. This rule protects personal privacy and prevents pre-trial prejudice in high-profile cases. The continuous shifting of judges has stalled the momentum of the prosecution. Assistant State Attorney Mark Alderman admitted that 3 recusals in one case is unusual. However, he emphasized that executing the process correctly is more important than speed. Circuit Judge William F. Stone eventually assumed control of the case in March 2026. The slow pace of the court system has taken a heavy toll on the Fortson family. Chentimeki Mika Fortson, the mother of the slain airman, has spoken out frequently. She pointed out that the proceedings have faced 17 delays since Duran was charged. She believes the defense is using stall tactics to keep Duran out of jail. Duran remains free on a $100,000 bond while awaiting trial. Thus, the conditions of his release restrict him to Florida's First Judicial Circuit. This geographic boundary includes Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties. Duran can travel freely within this panhandle region, but cannot leave the state. In May 2026, Duran's defense attorneys requested a modification of these travel restrictions. They wanted Duran to travel to Oklahoma to work and visit his children. Judge Stone denied this travel request, bringing some comfort to Marika Fortson. She expressed deep frustration that the man who killed her son wanted to travel freely. The refusal to ease bond conditions showed the court recognized the severity of the charges. Parallel to the slow-moving criminal case, the family has pursued civil remedies. In May 2025, attorney Ben Crump filed a federal civil rights lawsuit. The lawsuit alleges excessive force and negligence by Eddie Duran and the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. This civil action operates entirely separate from the state criminal prosecutions. A federal civil rights lawsuit and a state criminal trial serve different purposes. The criminal trial seeks to punish Duran with prison time. It requires prosecutors to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Conversely, the civil lawsuit seeks financial damages and systemic changes. The civil court relies on a lower standard of proof, known as a preponderance of the evidence. This dual approach is essential for families seeking complete accountability. Historically, the resilience of Black families has been tested by these long legal battles. The civil suit also names the owner of the apartment complex, Chez Elan Florida Property, LLC. The family argues that the complex failed to manage noise complaints safely. These civil actions often reveal crucial evidence that aids the public understanding of the tragedy. The frustration of the Fortson family is rooted in a long history of systemic inequality. Securing criminal convictions against law enforcement officers is incredibly rare in the United States. For decades, the legal system has shielded police officers from the consequences of on-duty killings. This protective barrier makes the pursuit of justice feel like an uphill battle. This dynamic reflects a historical shift toward mass incarceration that disproportionately impacts Black communities. While citizens face harsh penalties, officers rarely see the inside of a courtroom. This disparity shapes the evolution of Black family structures as they adapt to systemic traumas. The slow pace of the Duran trial raises fears of a compromised outcome. Historians note that police accountability has always required intense public pressure. Without continuous activism and legal scrutiny, cases of police violence often fade from the public eye. The Fortson family refuses to let this happen. They continue to speak at rallies and press conferences to keep the memory of Roger Fortson alive. The data regarding police prosecutions confirms the concerns of civil rights advocates. Research compiled by the Police Integrity Research Group at Bowling Green State University illustrates this reality. Between 2005 and late 2024, thousands of fatal police shootings occurred across the country. Yet only 204 non-federal law enforcement officers were arrested for murder or manslaughter. Of those 204 arrested officers, only 64 were convicted of any crime related to the shooting. This represents a conviction rate of just over 31%. Even fewer officers faced convictions specifically for manslaughter. Only 17 of the arrested officers were convicted of manslaughter during that nearly 20-year period. Furthermore, the prison sentences for those convicted are often relatively short. The average sentence for manslaughter or homicide convictions was only 61 months. That is approximately 5 years in prison for taking a human life. Meanwhile, 92 cases against arrested officers ended in non-conviction due to acquittals or dismissals. These numbers highlight the immense difficulty of securing a conviction in the Duran trial. The national landscape of police encounters shows that deadly force remains a persistent issue. According to data from the organization Mapping Police Violence, law enforcement killed 1,365 people in 2024. This number represents the deadliest year since systematic tracking began in 2013. The following year, police officers killed 1,314 people across the country. Despite these high numbers, criminal charges against officers remain extremely rare. In 2025, fewer than 1% of fatal police encounters resulted in criminal charges. Only 8 cases out of more than 1,200 deaths led to officers being charged with a crime. Historically, less than 3% of officers who kill civilians ever face charges. Racial disparities also persist within these statistics. Black Americans accounted for 24% of those killed by police in 2025. However, they make up only 12% of the total population of the United States. Black individuals are nearly 3 times more likely to be killed by law enforcement than white individuals. These disparities explain why the Fortson family views this trial as a fight for broader civil rights. Copyright, African Elements.